one of the most hardworking women. That all our wahine is so hardworking. About to get our whānau vaccinated and tested. Want to go down to Kirikiri Rō to talk to Paula Ormsby, who's with the Kingdom Chapter Mangura Mob. She joins us now. Me tuku mihi ki a koe. Sister, thank you so very much for joining us this evening here on Talkback. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe. Thank you for having me.
So how's the vaccination and the testing going with whānau? Are we getting our numbers up?
Yeah, we are getting our numbers up. And what we've done is we've actually done a targeted approach. And part of that targeted approach was going into places like emergency accommodation, transitional housing, and taking the vaccinations to the whānau, as well as the testing. And that has really, really worked. When they're comfortable in their own environment and are able to ask whatever questions that they want to ask and feel safe, then what we've happened is that we've actually seen some really, really good results from that.
Yeah, you know, like, let's face it, you show up to a door, you're more likely to be let in than, you know, a Pākehā. No disrespect to a Pākehā, but if you go to those doors, you're more likely to get in, aren't you?
Yeah, and I mean, you know, we're a familiar face. I'm a familiar face in those places. You know, for the fact that a part of what I do is feeding the communities. And so whenever we've got leftover kai, I will always go around to our emergency accommodation whānau and I drop off food, I drop off bread, I drop off milk, you name it. And so I'm already a familiar face to them and a trusted person within the community.
See, the thing is, though, Paula, is unfortunately for some of our whānau who have tested positive up here in Tāmaki Makaurau, are living in those transitional whare, are living in, you know, those types of places where the whānau, another whānau is right next door and where they do share facilities, you know, public facilities, yes, like the kōtā, like the kitchen and even the bathrooms. It's really difficult for those whānau to isolate if they're tested positive.
It's almost impossible for them to do. So what we did then was we went in and every room in different emergency accommodation places decided that they would get tested. And then what happened is when they all got those negative tests back, then there was this relief that went on and the children were then outside playing together again. And, you know, and all of those kinds of things, because it put huge pressure. It put huge pressure on families when they were trying to lock their children inside because they haven't got individual backyards for their tamariki to play in. And so, there was a whole lot of reassurance that came with that.
And so what about you? How are you testing? Because it is unfortunate. It is really unfortunate. Some of our doctors up here in Tāmaki Makaurau have subsequently tested positive, even though they are double vaxxed. So one of them, of course, is our Lily Fraser from Tūruki Health here, tested positive. So what about you?
Yeah, I think, you know, and we are... I go in with the PPE into our whānau and I explain why it is that I'm wearing it. So, I mean, we've got that level of protection. We've got our vaccination, which is our other level of protection. But, you know, it's kind of one of those things that what you do is when you're moving in those spaces, you make sure that it's actually selfless. This work is selfless, and should it be, even though we take all the precautions we possibly can so that we don't contract COVID, there's always that risk. We do weekly COVID tests as well. So every week we do a COVID test.
And so how are they, what are the major concerns, apart from the fact that they're Māwiwi and don't want to be, you know, Māwiwi, are they worried about, you know, Pūtea? Are they worried about their kiddies? Are they worried about kiddies going to school? Are they worried about, you know, their kākahu?
And stigma? You know, stigma is also a big thing that, you know, what's happened is that I've had so many of the people, and really what it is they feel terrible for contracting it, and then even worse if they've passed that on. And they've had, you know, it's caused rift in families because certain people have got COVID and they caught it off somebody else, and you know, and they're getting blamed, and it's horrible. It's just such a horrible, stressful time on top of all of those other things that you actually mentioned around access to all of that stuff.
Mm. Because, you know, and what we're trying to promote here amongst our whānau is no shame, no blame. It is what it is. It came in, got brought in by some traveller, and we were just sitting targets. No shame, no blame.
Absolutely. And as much as we try to share that with them, you know, and it's just really hard. And so a lot of the mahi that I actually do and that we do are those daily check-ins.
Yeah,
when they are in MIQ, giving them a call, seeing how they are, sorting out things for their family on the outside, and all of that kind of stuff, but a lot of it is actually moral support.
Mm. Well, thank you so very much for all your wonderful efforts and all your wonderful mahi. It is really appreciated, Paula. Me tuku mihi kia koe. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, me kui hoki. Thank you.